Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's ASB podcast. I'm here with varsity assistant and JV head coach Taylor Edmondson. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. A lot of things to talk about, especially with the new team coming in. This is basically the first, you know, audio preview of what this team's going to look like this year. How do you like the team this year?
I like it. All the girls are great. I'm used to them from last year, but a great group of girls, and they have a lot of chemistry. You know, they played together now for a few years, so they all know the system pretty well, so it should be fun.
Awesome. Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what you lost last year and how you guys are dealing with that?
Yeah, so we lost four seniors last year, and three of them were posts, so we lost a big inside game. I'd say this year we're kind of, you know, more of a fast-paced team. We don't really have as much of an inside threat right now, but last year we could pound it inside all day, but now we kind of have to look to other options, which I think is kind of good for us because, you know, maybe in the long run, if we get used to the fast pace, then the post-up game will come right back. So,
right.
Yeah, that having both options will be good.
Do you guys have like a team leader or a couple of leaders that kind of carry this
team? Mario Gomez and Carson Boswell, they've known the system since they were eighth graders. So Carson's going into her junior year, and Mariel is going to be is a senior this year. So they've been running it for 4 or 5 years. So they, even in the drills, just the little shooting drills, they show the younger ones, or just even show the sophomores and freshmen, like how it should be done, and just like repetition. So they're really good at that. They're great leaders.
What is the, I know that we're going to mainly focus on the varsity mm-hmm. right now, but since you are kind of helping mold the younger mm-hmm. Team to come up, mm-hmm. how's JV looking?
They're good. We actually just played Loving last night and we lost by two, but I think we grew throughout the game. A lot of my main players are freshmen or sophomores now, but freshmen okay. last year, so they're coming in from a very fast paced, just run and gun type of team, and so we kind of have to mold them into, you know, like, you're not going to have a fast break every time. You got to, you know, start your offense and get every player involved. So I think they're starting to get the hang of it, but I don't know, they play hard, and like I said, they're all coming from the same team, so they have chemistry, so that's a good part. I don't really have to still it in them, but yeah.
Right. How did you get started with coaching? Last year was your first year, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you played the year before that.
Yeah.
So what was it like to, I guess, be asked and then start coaching?
I finished in December, and as soon as I got back, I started coaching. So, I mean, wow. I jumped the opportunity just because it was basketball, and I played for Zembrin, so he's the one who asked me. So it's kind of just, I don't know, like good to repay Carlsbad, you know, with what I've done and coming back to coach. But I mean, it was a cool opportunity, especially because I know a lot of the girls and I know like what Zembrin expects because I played for him, so I can kind of help him run his system.
Is the system the exact same? Has he made adjustments, or has it kind of been, is it been like the, I don't know, has it been the same?
No, he made adjustments just because I think the players he has now, like this year he's even having to make adjustments because like we said, it's, we don't have as much of a post-up game, but they have a lot more screening plays, which I wish we would have had when I played, but that's not the point. I don't know. Yeah, he's made adjustments. He makes adjustments every year, and like we're putting a lot more pressure on. We're doing a lot more presses. We're, you know, like making a lot of, or we're putting a lot of pressure on our guards to pressure the ball and get steals because we need a run.
What do you expect out of this team this year? What is the main goal that they're just looking at collectively?
Last year we were actually ranked number one in the state, but this year we're, I don't know our exact ranking, but we don't have as much pressure on us. So kind of just telling them, like, just go out there and play like our system, play the way Zembrin wants you to play, play the way that you've learned to play, and everything else is going to come. We were sitting at a point last year where we were 25-0. And so right. there was all the pressure on us every
can't
single
lose,
game.
Can't
yeah,
lose.
Exactly.
Right.
So this year, I don't know, kind of just playing your system, getting steals, running, and everything else should come. So, yeah.
Awesome. Got to mention the sponsors real quick. Rugged Trade, Kaleidoscoops Ice Cream and More, Albertsons Market, Constructors Inc., and Farm Bureau Insurance. Taylor, what do you do, or what does Zembrin have you do as the assistant coach to the varsity squad?
In practice, I work heavily with the guards mainly just because that's what I played my whole life, and kind of, you know, work on driving to the basket with contact, kind of stuff like that. And then in games, it's kind of just my job to tell them what I see, tell them when their main players go out so we can change our game plan a little bit, and kind of just give him my opinion just in case he doesn't see something and I do. So
as far as the fundamentals go and the drills that you give them, what's one of the things that you think they're going to be most improved this year as opposed to last year?
I would probably say driving to the basket. Like, we're trying to teach them to be more aggressive. You know, we got to have more scoring threats. We got to, if we put up shots closer to the basket, that's easier for our post. So kind of just tell them, like, we need our guards to score more. We need more scoring threats than Carson. We need, you know, easier shots. Like, we don't want to be one of those teams who the guards just post up and shoot threes. Like, right. We want to have mid-range. We want to have drives. We want to have a lot more options. So kind of just work on all that.
So are you guys working on aggression too? Like, you last year, I feel like maybe there was a little bit less aggression than at least going towards the basket, like you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on more, especially more moves, I would say, like Euro steps, shooting over with contact, a mid-range floater, reverses, you know, like drop steps, power moves, that kind of thing. So different ways to finish for our guards, which I think will help them.
Are you bringing any lessons or drills from college?
Some, very little, but kind of Zumbrin already knows what he, because I just came in from volleyball, so he already has the drills of what he wants. And right. I know all of it, so I'm kind of, I mean, you know, I know most of it, so I'm kind of just, you know, I want them to know his system, so I'm helping with that.
Very cool. What does district look like this year?
Yeah, it's going to Sorry. Be, yeah, no, you're fine. It'll be tough. It's always, I feel like we're in probably one of the toughest, if not the toughest districts in the state, because us and Hobbs, especially, we're two very good teams, and we're in, you know, having to travel two times a week maybe to Las Cruces, and all those teams are competitive. All those teams are well coached, especially Las Cruces High and Mayfield. They're very well coached, and they have, you know, a couple people in our conference have D1 players, so that, you know, we got to stop them and we got to be ready for that, because on any given night, it can go either way. If we don't play our game, we'll lose. So,
and they have quite a bit of pool from their population, right? It's a little bit different. Carlsbad's not as big. Who are the stronger teams in state, and maybe a couple of the teams that we want to, that are maybe must watches for the fans?
We play West Mesa and La Cueva around December, and that'll be a very tough matchup. West Mesa, we were pretty close to playing them last year in the quarterfinals or after the quarterfinals, but they were probably ranked around, I think, 7 or 8 or something like that. So all the Albuquerque teams are always good. Cibola, they just got a Florida State commit back. So, so they're going to be very talented. They'll probably make it a long way in state too. And so all the Albuquerque teams and basically our district, it's going to be very tough.
Speaking of making it a long way in state, what was the results from last year's state tournament a big motivation for this year's team?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's still kind of hanging on their shoulder. You know, I think that's something they want to prove. And I think everybody knows on the team that we shouldn't have had that result. We should have had a different result than that. So I think every day, Zumbrin kind of reminds them and stuff that we got to be a better team. We can't choke up in the moments like that. We got to play the same way every game. We can't, you know, go into one game trying to do our own thing, or trying to be selfish, trying to win a game by ourselves. Like, we know that we should have been better. And I think this year, like, they have more chemistry and it's a different team, you know, playing wise, more fast paced. But I think that they want a different result. They want to get further in state.
Right. Exactly. The rivalry games that we have this year, mainly Artesia usually, and then Hobbs is always a big Hobbs, one. Yeah. What are we going to expect to see against Hobbs this year?
They're very fast, so I think it's going to be two fast-paced teams, but by then, hopefully, we have the option to slow it down, too, and Hobbs is going to press us, so we're going to have to be used to the pressure. We're going to have to, you know, get ready for the pressure, get ready for the Amaya Lewis, she's, you know, probably the fastest runner in the state. She gets medals in track. She, you know, I think that's our main goal right now, is to just be ready for everything. And kind of looking into district, we know Hobbs is going to be probably our toughest matchup. And so, you know, just get ready for their pressure, get ready to try and break the press. And we're quick enough to do it, but we got to, you know, start learning some different things.
What's the tension like between the staffs? Do you guys have any, is there a tension between the two? I mean, because it's a big rivalry. Fans are on each other. Mm-hmm. You know, refs are always, you know, being heckled or whatever the case may be. the staff's got to kind of feel something like that, right? Against each other or no?
Not really. I mean, we kind of just focus on our game plan. That's really it. I mean, the Zumrin's like best friends with the Hobbs coach. So they know each other pretty well. You know, they know each other's coaching styles. But like with me, Zumrin, Caitlin, Gomez, all of us, we just like whatever Zumrin wants us to do, we do. We kind of just stick to the game plan, stick to giving him our opinions, what we see, that kind of thing. And I mean, at home last year, we sold out that game at Hobbs. So that was probably the first time ever for girls basketball, I believe. And
wow.
So that was huge. Probably, you know, made the girls a little nervous. But at the same time, that's something that's never been done. So, you know, it was more motivating. So I think it should be like, you know, pretty similar like that this year.
What kind of words would you give to people that are debating, should I go watch, you know, a girls basketball game this year or not? What would you say to them?
I would say definitely. They're a fun group to watch. And ever since I've played, they've made it to state, you know, every single year. It's a winning program. It's a program who is unselfish for the most part, who has a lot of talent coming up. And every year since I can remember, they've had more and more girls coming out to try out, more mascots, more younger girls, you know, like more people involved in it. And I think if people continue to come watch and people continue to see that the community is about girls basketball just as much as football and guys basketball, like it's going to be huge. And I think they're not going to, you know, be disappointed watching the team play because it's a very interesting and well-developed team.
Well, thank you very much, Taylor, for being on once again. Always nice to have you on. I wish you guys the best of luck and a great rest of your Thanksgiving break.
Thank you.